Blog Talk Radio.
Today's segment of the A New Day Show with the dynamic Daphne Clark Hudson. I'm super excited about today's segment because I have an extremely, extremely talented young entrepreneur. And I tell you guys, I have my pad ready to write down because I know there's so much that I'll be learning from my honored guest today. And my guest has been hanging out with me in the virtual green room along with her proud mother. And of course, if you were watching my tweets and my Facebook messages since yesterday, you know that my honored guest is Miss Gabrielle Jordan Williams, who I will bring on live in a moment. I want to thank guest 2050, 2054, Marcel L. Williams, and my brother and friend, Michael K., for joining us on this blessed morning. I want to also encourage you to show Gabrielle some love by calling in and just encourage her, because you know we all need a pack on the back. And you can do so by calling 646-915-8166. Remember, get your kids, gather them around, let them get a pad to write on, because I tell you, today will be their second birthday, because I'm sure they will be learning from Gabrielle, who is an entrepreneur, a speaker, and an author, how to begin tomorrow to focus on their talents and calling, and how they can probably work towards putting money away for their college. Who knows? So I'm super excited about today. I want to thank the Williams family for allowing Gabrielle to enter into this dialogue with me this morning. So again, without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Miss Gabrielle Jordan Williams. Gabrielle, good morning, and welcome to the New Day Show.
Good morning to you, too.
And is your mom available? I just want to welcome her to the show. Mrs. Williams, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Daphne.
Thank you. I am thankful to both yourself and your husband for allowing Gabrielle to come on the show to not only share her story, but to invest in my vision and calling, and also in the lives of my listeners. So again, I thank you very much.
No problem.
Gabrielle, would you please take this time to introduce yourself, not your business, but yourself to the listeners. Tell them where you're from, how old you are, and that. Just introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Gabrielle, and I'm from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and my business is called it's called Jewels of Jordan.
And how old and are you?
I am 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now in sixth grade.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations. You're moving up the academic ladder, and you're moving up the business ladder all at the same time. So now, people, you understand why I say we have a thing or two to learn from Miss Williams this morning. Mrs. Williams, would you please introduce yourself, ma'am?
Sure. My name is Marcella Mullen Williams. I am in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, of course, originally from Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
I'm from Jamaica.
I know. A wonderful thing.
Yes.
And, you know, but raised here in America and love it, the opportunities to be able to raise our children to really be anything they want to be and to live their dreams. Both my husband and I are entrepreneurs. He is a videographer and filmmaker, and I am a wealth strategist with a financial services company.
Ah, so I guess I have two more guests in the family to come on my show. So now, listen, now I know why. Now I know why we have this bought in person in this business. Now I know. Children live what they learn, right? You see it around you and it become part of you. Well, again, I'm sure we'll be coming back to you, Mrs. Williams, but today's not your day. Jordan is on the platform, but we just want to accommodate you slightly.
Thank you. That's right.
So, okay, Gabrielle.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, back to you. I read in your bio, honey, that just as you began to open your eyes, you were attracted to glittery glitz and glamour things. Do you agree with that?
Yes, that's true.
Do you know why?
No, not really, but it was in my bio also, I think, when I also was attracted to the moon because of how big and shiny it was. And I'd say moon. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You know, as I often tell adults, Gabrielle, connecting to our calling, talents, and skill in life, it's not rocket science. If we follow our heart, and for you, you followed your heart and your sight, and you're looking up at the moon. And that means, unless you drop a gem on the floor and you pick it up to continue your work, I don't see you looking down. I see your focus is always looking high up. And from what I've seen in my research, your focus is to take others along with you. And I want to congratulate you on this achievement. And tell you, keep focused, honey. Don't allow anything or anyone to tell you otherwise. So I tell you, I'm sitting here with a big old grin on my face as if you were my child. That is how proud I am. So let's talk about school a little bit.
Okay.
You go to school, you are not only a student, but you are a successful business youngster. How is that? How does it feel when you are in school? Okay, I think Gabrielle got disconnected, so you're hearing me. Just call right back in, and we'll wait for her to call in. And while we are waiting on her to call in, we just do a commercial break. This is how system is.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, Gabrielle. Yes. Pardon?
Sorry about that.
That's okay, honey. That's how technology is. It has a mind of its own, and we just love it and embrace it and carry on. So it's not the end of the world. Now, I ask you the question about being in school, being a student and a successful young business person. How is that for you, and how do you balance that?
Well, in school, it's kind of easy because I know how to balance it. And how I balance this is I have to pace myself during school time. I have to only do events on the weekends. And then only on slow homework days, I make time to design, make jewelry, and practice for speaking events. And then also it makes it much more easier because I have an online store that allows my business to keep going while I'm in school.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, you grown folks in the chat room and on listening, I hope you have your journals and you write down, because this woman, she has set up her business so it can be working while she's elsewhere engaging other activities. I tell you, Gabrielle, if we would have ended this dialogue right now, people would have learned so much from you. And let me ask you something. How did you learn to pace yourself like that and set everything up the way you set it up? I mean, what, mommy told you to do this or daddy? I mean, how does this thing work out this way?
Well, my parents, they help me to, and they teach me how to pace myself and have a right mindset and all of this. And
wonderful.
And I have, and it helps to have parents like these. And my brother, it helps to have a family like this to really push me and teach me what I need to do to do this.
Did I hear you say you have a brother?
Yes, I do.
How old is your brother?
He is now 13.
Oh, is he considering becoming an entrepreneur?
Yes. Yeah, now he is.
Oh, excuse me? What's his skill? What does he do?
Well, he's thinking of blogging.
Oh, Lord help us.
Easy views, yeah.
So now I have three more guests in the family, Gabrielle. I am telling you, this is just so amazing, amazing, amazing. So, if you can think back to 2009, when you decided you wanted to start your own company, how did you break that news to your parents? Or let's say to your family.
Well, actually, my parents asked me to be. Actually, my parents asked me if I wanted to be a business owner.
They came begging, huh?
because they've been, well, my mother was a business owner. It still is one. And so they asked if I wanted to be one, because they know that I love jewelry and that it would be actually very successful, because jewelry is actually a really good product now.
Yeah, because I tell you, as I look through your website and everything and at the places that you have been, I see so much pride in your body language, and I know that when you put your jewelry on, it's like you put, I was going to say a certain coat, but I don't want the animal lovers to come hating me. But it is as if you enclose yourself in warmth. It's like a hug that you would get from your mother. I think that your creation gives you a sense of security?
Yeah, also, yeah, and it helps, like, when I'm wearing my jewelry, even if I'm wearing a t-shirt or jeans, I just feel, I feel so elegant, and I have, and I create, I get a better posture.
That's right, girl, that's what I saw. I tell you something, a couple of years ago, I was at the Power Networking Conference down in Georgia, and I met a young man there, and just as excited as I am about meeting you, Gabrielle, that is how excited I was when I met the young man in Cleveland, I think it was at the time. And I mentioned to him that I would like his mother to take him up to Connecticut because they lived in New York. And I wanted to feature him on my local cable TV show. Well, whatever happened, the ball was dropped and we never got the young man on the show. And what you know, I was looking through some documentaries and I saw the young man being featured there because he was doing a trunk presentation in Macy's and he had a whole line of clothes. And I tell you, I was so excited. And I called my girlfriend and I mentioned to her, you remember the little boy I told you about? I said, go to such and such a link and look at him. And the tears just flow out my eyes to see that young people follow through on what they want to do, and especially their creativity.
Yeah.
And you, I'll come back to you for you to reply to that. I want to remind the listeners, you can call in at any time to speak to Gabrielle, 646-915-8166. And I want to thank you, Michael, for putting all of our information in the chat room. So go ahead, Gabrielle.
Well, actually, I feel that that's really great for young people to really follow through with their dreams. And that's basically what my book is actually really talking about. It's
yes.
trying to help children to follow their dreams and
yeah,
to become
and,
entrepreneurs.
Yes, and we are going to go to your book later on because it's almost ready to be released and everything. So we are going to speak to that. But I want to ask you, when you do your speaking engagements, especially to the young women, what are some of the things that they say to you after you are through speaking?
They say that they're really proud of me. They're so excited that I can speak to them. I'm actually teaching them. They just really are really proud of me, and so is my parents.
Mm-hmm. Has any of the young people asked you to be their mentor? You know what a mentor is?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Has any of them asked you to be their mentor?
No, not yet. I'm still building up on myself. I'm still trying to build up and get my own mentor still. I have a role model though.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's interesting because I think and say why haven't they asked? Because they better ask now so they can be placed on your waiting list. Because if they wait until you're ready, then that list is going to be too long. So whomever is listening, they better get on that list now so that they can be number one. You know,
yes.
It's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing, as you mentioned before we went on the break about the posture that you get when you put your jewelry on. And I look and I said, oh, my God, every girl need to have a strand of pearls on. I said, look at her. I tell you, Gabrielle, it is amazing to just look at your work. As you create each piece of your jewelry, What's going through your mind when you do that? Do you sketch them first or what? How do you do that?
It comes to me. I have to look at beads. I have to really, I don't really have to, I lay out the beads, look at all the beads I have,
mm-hmm.
and I can kind of put some stuff together,
mm-hmm.
and it just turns out to look really nice.
Wow. I love your team, mother and daughter. I love that because we need to begin early in life to mold our young people. We got to teach them about their grooming and everything. And I know now that when it comes to the accessory part, you have that down pat and we can just direct them to you. We have a call and we are going to go to the call, Gabrielle. We will be right back with you. Good morning, caller. You're on the air. Your last four digits are 1645. Please lower your computer because I'm getting the feedback. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Walita. I'm calling from Bowie, Maryland.
Hello, Miss Juanita. Do you want to say something to Miss Gabrielle? Have you bought her products?
I know the family. I know Gabrielle. And I actually was, she showed us some of her jewelry when she first started out. I just wanted to call in and tell her how proud we are of her and just wishing her a lot of success. She has a great family that supports her. And yeah. encourages her, and we're just very proud of her. Tell her this is from the Smith tribe. We are wanted to call in and tell her how proud we are of her.
That's right, because, you know, Miss Juanita, you got to keep that jewelry you bought from her way back when, because you know it's going to become a collectible. So you better begin to store it up, because it's going to go up in value and everything. So when they are calling for those first creations, you know who's going to turn up.
So, yeah, tell her we've got it. She's got to stop by so we can get some jewelry from her. She showed us one of her first pieces.
Don't you know she has an online store?
Yes, I saw the online store. Very, very nice.
You can
give the website address so other people can go to it.
Oh, yeah, she's going to do all of that. She know the rules. She know the rules. But I tell you, you can shop in the comfort of your home. She don't have to stop by to show you. She has allowed you to shop in the comfort of your home when your husband is sleeping and won't see how much you're spending.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we are joking and everything like that. But I just want to thank you for calling in and to commend her. What would you like to see in the future for Gabrielle?
I think Gabrielle is she has a great foundation. She has parents who support her and a brother who supports her in everything she does. And they are good examples for her. I would love to see her speak more to young people and really just get out there and spread the word that they can do this kind of thing and to be an entrepreneur like her.
Mm-hmm.
Her jewelry is outstanding. It's beautiful jewelry. And mm-hmm. just to see her out at more places and speaking. I've mm-hmm. seen her mom who mm-hmm. and her dad who just really post when she's speaking, if she's going to be at this event or she's going to be at that mm-hmm. event so people mm-hmm. can follow her. So I really want to see more out of her, and I know she can do more.
That's right. Do you have children?
I do.
And
they're
sitting
here with me now listening to her.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because, listen, tell them they really don't need to be doing what Gabrielle does. They just need to follow what's in their heart. And to know that you are there to support them. We are not looking to clone Gabrielle. We are just looking for other children to manifest their greatness.
That's true. And I think that's what she tells everyone, too, that
okay.
follow your dreams.
Wonderful.
Just like she followed hers.
Let me ask you something. Are you involved in the PTO or PTA at your school?
Yes, we are.
Well, hey, that's the opportunity for you to get Gabrielle to speak to more young people.
That's true.
You go there, and if every parent who is listening to this segment, whether you're listening to it live or on the archive, if you would bring Gabrielle up to your PTO or your board of ed, she will be traveling the world speaking to schools. So I challenge you parents to go out there and make it happen. So I want to thank you for calling in. And you let me know when your young children begin to manifest their greatness, and I will invite them here to share their stories as well.
All right, we will.
Okay,
good luck, Gabby.
Thank you. Wonderful. So, Gabby, you have a community, not only a family, but you have a community who is interested in supporting you, and that is a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. Let's go back to the pieces. Are your pieces one of a kind, meaning if you create one set for a mom and daughter in this design, that's the only set you make, or you have multiple sets?
No, not all.
Yes.
There's only like a few, maybe one or two, but we try not to have a one of a kind because of if it's really good, we'd want to sell some more of it.
Yes, because
like, maybe two or three of a kind.
Yeah, because you're going to be going to the department stores and you want to have it all big, Gabby.
Yes.
Oh yeah, hope you remember Miss Daphne when you get in the big store.
Oh, I will.
You say, "Who are you?" Oh, but it's amazing. It's amazing, Gabby. So, you say your brother is a blogger, your father is in his own business, your mom is in his own business. So, in your household, do you all talk a lot about business and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, actually, now we do because my brother and I are in this business camp where my mom and dad are prepping me for big time. And we're all really working hard. Like,
are you
now
sure
in business?
Are you sure you're 11 or 111? I have to ask your mom to show me your birth certificate. I think you're 111. Yeah. So, are your grandparents alive, maternal or paternal? Are they alive?
Yes, they are.
So when they hear that they have a grandchild 11 years old who is a business owner, what they say about that?
They're actually business owners themselves.
So, listen, people, you see what it is? It runs in the DNA. It runs in the DNA. That's amazing, that's amazing, that's amazing. And you know what else I like about your business, Gabrielle? I don't think you ever have to go out to buy a gift for anybody. They can always get your jewelry. You just start early to make that piece for that special person. And they are going to treasure it because you know what? Everywhere that they go and they wear it, somebody's going to say, "Oh, I like that. Where you get it," and then it's going to be marketing for you.
Yes.
Let us talk about your book.
Okay.
What's the title of the book?
It's called The Making of a Young Entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. How did you choose the title for the book?
Well, my family and I all kind of sat down and kind of thought of something that really fit the book. And we did the same thing for the chapters, too.
Mm-hmm,
just thought on what would fit it.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it is important for young people to have a guide towards what they're looking to do?
Because a lot of people, it's important. I mean, you don't really, it's actually kind of hard to try and be an entrepreneur but not know how to really do it, it's kind of really hard. It's really hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And scary. You need something to just help you and show you how to do it. I mean, there's parents also, but yeah, I mean, it's just, it helps to.
We need a plan. We need a plan. And you are right, Gabrielle, because a lot of adult entrepreneurs go around, want to be successful, and they have no plan. They are waiting on a thing called happenstance, and it does not work like that. So I hope you all heard it from the 11-year-old that you need a plan, right?
Yes.
And you follow your plan. Follow your plan, and you need to leave room in your plan to modify things. Give me a second, Gabrielle. I'll be right back with you. And I want to encourage you guys. Come on, be bold. Call Miss Gabrielle up and say something about her work or to her to encourage her. 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And also, for all you entrepreneurs or small business people out there, or people who are thinking that you want to become entrepreneurs, I want you to save the date for March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, when we will be hosting the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City. The Vision Weekend Conference 2012 is designed to help you shape your vision for greater success. And within the next few weeks, I will release the lineup of speakers. And I'm telling you guys, you got to brace yourself. Wait until you see the lineup. I tell you, with that lineup and with New York City, this will be a powerful, powerful conference. So pencil the date in March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We look for your support there at the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. So we are just excited about us coming up. The planet's on its way. We are on the second leg of selecting and narrowing down the hotel, and so far, fabulous, fabulous places that has come forth that believe in what we're doing. So we are excited about it. I have a powerful team, and as soon as everything is confirmed, I will release the full team to you so you can know what it is that we are working on. So I want to give Gabrielle a break. I want to bring Gabrielle's mom on the phone, and I just want to speak to her a bit. So, Gabby, if you would be kind enough to please put your mom on the phone.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes. Well, how do you feel? I see the energy just coming out of you. There was a picture I saw. Somebody was speaking to Gabrielle, and one somebody's site I look at. I'm not sure if it's Cheryl Woods or Cheryl Wood. And I saw you standing off and just looking at her. And I said, look at that smile. You're just beaming and just. How do you feel to have such a successful kidpreneur?
It's just the level of pride I can't express. She makes me so proud, and just her level of maturity, really.
Yes.
It's amazing, but, you know, she's really always been that way. And
mm-hmm.
So for both her husband and I, we're very proud, and it's just about making sure, okay, this is what you want to do. You know, we do our part and make sure we're not pushing too hard or,
exactly.
You know, kind of put our own efforts into it, but that it's truly what she wants to do, and it is. It's
yes.
Really, she loves it.
Yes.
And I always
yes.
tell people, the jewelry thing, she didn't get from me because I'm not a huge jewelry person. I mean, she wants diamonds and gems.
That's my girl. When is her birthday?
She is February 20th.
Every girl's supposed to have some pearls and diamonds. You are my type of woman, Gabby. Well, we'll have to work on you, Mrs. Williams, because you're going to have to start wearing them, honey. You got to wear them to bed and everything.
Well, she's definitely educating me, you know? So that's a blessing when you can learn from your child.
Of course, it's a blessing. And you know something? I know you'll relate to what I'm going to say. Is that we, with the West Indian background, we know that Gabriel has just shattered that mold. Because when I was growing up in Jamaica, talk about 11-year-old and want to go into business, you're crazy. You need to get a good job. And you need to get a profession. So I just want to thank Gabriel for breaking and shatter that mold where we can just transform the Caribbean and let them know, hey, these kids can do anything that they want, and to help to educate them in doing so. I know there's a colleague of mine in the chat room, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, and Dr. Cuddle is from Trinidad, so I know she is beaming too, and she has a daughter who is extremely talented and creative, Gabby, and I know you can check her out on site, it's Crafted Spaces. And I'm sure that you and Yvette will have a lot in common, because she began when she was very young too to do what she has been doing, and now she has blossomed out. So I tell you, we are so proud of you for doing what you do. Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
What would you like to see for Gabrielle in the next 5 years?
Well, for Gabrielle, her father and I want to make sure that she develops, again, the right mindset and continue to grow in her craft and what she's doing, continue to grow in her education, making sure that she's focused and pursuing her dreams, and also, you know, putting God first and doing what she needs to do. So for the next 5 years, you know, she's 11 now. She'll be a teenager. And the thing is, what we've always taught her is to be a leader, not a follower.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to see her move and grow as a leader and making changes. And one of the things that is very important to her is to give back and to help people. She has a heart for people who are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So as she grows in her business, she's growing as a person, as a being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing for us.
That's right.
See that development.
That's right. Thank you so much, and I probably will come back to you later on. Would you please allow Gabby to come back?
No problem. Thank you, Dr. Daphne.
You're welcome, Mrs. Williams. Miss Williams.
Hello.
Yes. So you heard what your mommy says, and I want to ask you. She mentioned about God and all of that. What's your take on that? Do you think that God has any part in what is happening to you?
I think that he has all part in what's happening right now. Because I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
And I put God first. I ask him for help for anything, and I diligently seek him. So I feel that he is doing everything now, and he's really pushing me up and doing a lot.
Oh,
a lot,
Gabby.
Of part of this.
Oh, Gabby, you have tears running in my eyes, girl. You're the third person that allowed me to cry on my own show. I tell you, what you have just said is so powerful. It is so powerful because your mom mentioned about advising you to be a leader and not a follower. And with what you have just said, we don't have to worry about that, because we know you are going to be bringing a lot in, bringing a lot in, bringing a lot in. When you go to school, Gabby, Does your classmates and friend of school at school, do they know that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes, they do.
And what have they been saying to you about that?
Well, my friends are, at least some of them I know that they're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them, maybe two or three, I know that they're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But for the others, I'm just not sure, actually.
And that's all right, because you know something? You are going to lead by example. And they are going to see it in you, and they're going to want some of what you do. Because all you have to say to them is what you have just said about the Lord pushing you further and you seek him diligently. And you don't have to pretend, because they are seeing it with their own eyes, what he's doing in your life. And they will want the same thing for their life. So again, Gabby, I thank you for being a role model. You yourself are a role model already. You might not be a mentor, and you probably think you're not ready for the role of mentorship, but you are a role model, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, it's great. It's fine.
Let us go back to your book. Do you have access to the manuscript? Is there any part of it you would like to share?
Yes, specifically chapter 3. It's talking about, in my book, it talks about dream killers. And mm-hmm. This is a very, very powerful chapter, because a lot of kids are dealing with kids that are making them feel like they're not special. And
yes,
this
ma'am.
Chapter talks about this issue. That's
yes,
all I'm going to tell you right now.
go for it, Miss Gabby. You have the microphone, ma'am.
I'm not telling you that much anymore. You gotta buy the book to see it.
no, but you have to give them a little teaser. You're not going to give them the whole book, but you're going to give them a little teaser, so they're going to order the book after this. You don't have to give them the whole chapter, but you know, like how you do excerpts and that, you got to give them that.
Okay.
A little bit.
So you want me to read? Okay, I'll read some of this.
Read some of it, Miss Gabby. Don't
okay.
hold out on us like that, girl.
Okay. A dream killer is someone who tries to make you doubt your dreams. It is important to surround yourself with people who believe in you and will not be a dream killer. Make sure you know who your dream killers are so you can avoid them as much as possible.
All right. You know what I call the dream killers? We
what?
People that help you to derail, and it comes a time, Gabby, when you just have to stand tall and cut them loose and move on. So I want to thank you for affirming that. Now, where can people get the book? Do you have bulk order, all that stuff? Tell people how they can get the book.
Well, you can go on my website, which is julesofjordan.com. You spell Jules with a Z. And you can pre-order the book on the website, at the bookstore.
Okay. So, Mrs. Williams, go ahead and type it inside of the chat room for our listeners to see. And again, please dial in 646-915-8166. Now, Gabrielle,
yes.
If you would give a checklist for other young people and even us grown folks to follow our heart and begin to do what the Lord has called us to do, what would that checklist look like? Meaning, what we would have to do. Give us a number of things that you want us to follow to manifest our dream and calling.
Well, one is to basically follow your dreams, but then there's more to that. You follow your dreams, you have the right mindset, you ask for help for all things if you have trouble with it. This is that part specifically for children. and even grown-ups, if they need help, they need to ask.
That's right. That's right, girl. And get remove the ego and the pride out of the way, because that is what cripples us as adults, the pride and the ego. Yeah, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
And whatever religion you're in, for me, I'm Christ. Jesus, I'm with Jesus Christ. You always seek whoever your religion is diligently, and just you need to really just for everybody.
Spiritual balance is good. So they need to follow their dreams. They need to have the right mindset. All right, so let us focus on mindset a little bit. How would you break down the right mindset? What would the right mindset look like from a child's point of view?
Well, the right mindset for me, for a child's point of view, is to be positive, to always have a smile on your face, even through the hardest times.
Nice.
Sacrifice what you need to sacrifice. That means TV time, computer time. You need to sacrifice it if you want to be really good in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And just have someone around you, people, family around you, that will always help you and be there to encourage you and have a laugh with you.
Can I let you into a little secret, honey?
Sure.
It's not only the children suffer with the crippling of TV time, the adults too. There's some people, honey, home watching the soap opera with the rollers in the hair. All day, the kids go to school, come back, and you know, the parents are still home with the rollers in the hair, or the men put their feet up with the remote. And a lot of precious 8 hours went by, and they have not accomplished anything. So, I'm so thankful that you are reminding us of all the things that we need to focus on. So do you have anything other than follow your dream, right mindset, ask for help when needed, have a spiritual balance in whomever you believe in whoever your creator is? We are not telling you to join our religion or my religion or Gabby's religion, but what she's saying is here, you have to have some spiritual consciousness, because you didn't create yourself, so your life really does not belong to you. So you have to tune into who created you so you can be successful. Is there anything else you want to add to the list?
Yes, one more thing. With customer service, when you're specifically when people, like when you're selling whatever you're selling or your service, always make your customer feel great about themselves, feel great about your product. Because there's a quote, I'm not sure if I got this exactly right, but people may not remember you, they may not remember what you said, but they will remember how you make them feel.
You got it right, girl. You didn't mess it up. Yes, you got it right. And that's it. It's all about the feelings and the emotions. If I love the way you made me feel when I purchased that thing for you, even if it was $1 or $1 million, it's not going to matter to me. I'm going to come back to you because it's the feeling. We have a call. I'll go to the call of this. Just bear with me, please, Gabrielle.
Okay.
Caller, good morning. You're on the air. Your last 4 digits are 3080. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning. This is Natasha Pierre calling from Laurel, Maryland.
Well,
how
hello.
Are you?
Thank you. I am wonderful. Thank you, Marilyn, for coming in through for Gabrielle. What do you have to say?
I wanted to say that I am thoroughly impressed with Gabrielle Jordan Williams. Good morning to you, and good morning to Mom Marcella. I am listening, and my mouth is wide open. I am in awe that at 11 years old, you, Gabrielle, not only have the poise that I'm hearing through the phone, but you are articulate, you are confident, you're sure. I absolutely love it. You are an inspiration to me, and I know to so many other people. Thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Miss Natasha, for calling in to express that, because this is what I want our adults to do. We need to encourage the young people, whether they belong to us biologically or not. I tell you something. I just saw Gabrielle, I think, on Sharon Washington's website, and I feel as if I have taken her, because what she's doing represents all of us as parents and as adults. So I thank you for taking the time to call in to say that. Natasha, do you have children of your own?
I do not have any children of my own, but I was also a preteen tween entrepreneur. I got started at 11 and 12, and so I identify a lot with Gabrielle. I hear a lot of me in her, and currently I actually work with women business owners, women in business. The organization is called the Women in Business Network of America. And Gabrielle and Mom, if you all are available this Saturday, I would love to have Gabrielle stop by and share a few words with the ladies, because at 11, she has accomplished what women double her age have not yet accomplished. And so I'll make sure I send you the information for that.
And you know, Mrs. Pierre, you know what is good about what you've just said? It is never too late to begin. So those women, they don't have to look on what they have not done yet, but they just need to focus on the bright horizon that is in front of them. I want you to mark the show favorite and come back. I would love to speak with you, Natasha. About your group, and to give you more information about the conference that we are doing in New York City. Because maybe we could figure out something that for your group to be part of. So keep in touch with me. And thanks again for calling in, and keep doing. So what's your business? What do you do?
The organization is called the Women in Business Network of America, and I work with adults who did not do what Gabrielle has done at age 11.
Okay.
And so, Gabrielle, I wanted to say congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being an inspiration. Keep doing what you do, because what you're doing is fabulous.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
We're winding down, guys. It's up to Gabrielle and her mom. However, they had agreed to stay the first hour, and I have no other guests, so I am open and willing to allow them to continue in the conversation. But in order for them to do that, I need the phone lines to light up. I need you to call in 646-915-8166. Even if you're listening from work, cover over the phone and call in to speak to Gabrielle and encourage her. Gabrielle, would you give the phone to your mom, please, and let me see if she has anything else she wants to say. Then if you guys really don't want to spend any other time, we can have you wind up after I come back to your mom. So, Gabrielle, please put Mom on.
Okay.
I'm here.
Yes. Is there anything else you want to say? I just said that I'm open to having you guys spend more time if you want to. But in order for that to happen, we want to have the people calling in to express their sentiments and encouragement to Gabrielle. But it's up. I understand if you cannot stay. So after that, if you are not going to be spending any more time, I'm just going to allow Gabrielle to wrap up and summarize our conversation with the points she wants to leave the listeners with. So.
Okay. That's fine. I'll leave that up to Gabrielle.
Okay.
Continue, but she may, I'm sure, an hour. This is probably the longest interview she's done, so I'm proud of her.
Because I believe in what she's doing.
I appreciate the support. Really,
yes,
do.
And I know that what she's doing is good for other people to learn from. But is there anything you want to add to the conversation? I mean, that I didn't ask you. You can free be at lib to say what you want to say.
Sure. I just want to, just encourage parents, again, to be the number one fan of their children, to just look at their children as, again, the future. When I saw my children, when they were babies and I first saw them, I saw the future in them. And, you know, I tell them now that I only have 18 years to prepare you for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. and that I have the answer to our creator call. And so if I fail, I fail you. I fail in God. So mm-hmm. my job here as a mentor, my husband and I, we take it very seriously as their guardian mm-hmm. for greatness. Mm-hmm. And if we look at our children as more than just kids, but as the future leaders and the presidents and the entrepreneurs, that we will do what we have to do now during these short, impressionable years to really instill with them all the confidence and all the power and all the knowledge and wisdom they need to be able to do anything they set their mind to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you know, thank you so much, because as it's like us, I tell my clients all the time, you got to believe in what you are doing, even if nobody else does. And our children, we need to support them and not criticize. A lot of times, you will not understand what it is they are feeling in their heart and want to do. All you probably need to say, honey, I really don't understand, but I'm here to support you. I will get it as you go along, because all that they want is your love and support. So why not be there for them? Don't ask them to explain everything, because sometimes they can't.
Right.
Especially when the Lord is speaking to you. It's not everything you can speak to others. So we just have to say, listen, I don't get it, but I'm here. I will get it as you proceed. So I want to thank you so much for saying that, because it is the truth. Because a lot of times we are so scared of failure, and we do not want our children to fail. And because of that, we prevent them from living their dream. So that is very, very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. So is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I think she wanted to add about, what is it?
I wanted to, the final thought.
Okay. Well, one
okay.
thing I did want to make everyone know is that, you know, for her book, that a part of the proceeds of her book is going to her favorite charity.
Uh-huh.
So for every sale of her book, a dollar, she's going to be donating to, again, that's where her heart is.
What's her charity?
There are a couple of them. She's Operation Smile. There's World Vision and Charity Water.
Okay, wonderful. So now you hear that your money is going to a worthy cause. A dollar from every sale of Gabrielle's book will go as part of her charity. Is Gabrielle's father around? Does he want to say anything?
He actually is not here right now.
Okay.
He had to,
Does her brother want to say anything? I don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay. Daniel,
so I will. I'll go back to Gabrielle and find out if Mr. Williams Jr. wants to say anything. Gabrielle can let me know. So we
okay.
go back to you, Gabrielle. Do you want
okay.
how much more time would you like to spend, if any?
I only have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So please go ahead. What is it you would like to say?
Well, actually, yeah, this is the last thing. Actually, yeah, I wanted to say what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Okay. All right. So why don't you tell me that, and after you tell me that, you let me know if your brother wants to say anything, And after your brother speaks, then I'm going to ask you to please summarize your conversation and tell people the high points of what you really want them to remember if they don't remember anything else. So what would you like to be when you grow up?
I plan to travel the world speaking, mm-hmm. and I want to be a jewelry designer to the mm-hmm. stars.
Now the real truth came out, Miss Gabby. You want to be the designer of the jewels for the stars.
Yes.
But you know the stars are only going to want one of a kind, because when you design my piece, I don't want to see your mommy wearing my piece. So you really going to have to specialize and just do one of a kind, Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard because I'm going to want them.
But listen, they are going to be so elegant. I will be so proud to wear it, whether it's one of a kind or not, Gabrielle. Does your brother want to say anything?
Yes.
What is his name?
Daniel.
Daniel, would you please
yes.
put Mr. Daniel on the phone?
Okay, here you go. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Daniel. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Well, I'm so thankful that you have blessed me with your presence. What would you like to say to your sister and about your sister to the world?
I think that she is very great, and I'm proud of her.
Ah.
Yes.
And I hear that you have your own little skills and talent, too, that you're going to be turning into a business.
Yeah. I'm going to be blogging.
Okay. So guess what? We'll have you back when you set up your business to share your story, too, so that other people can be encouraged by you.
Thank you.
All right. So is there any... you have any goals that you want to give your sister to accomplish?
No, not really.
All right. She's doing fine so far, huh?
Yeah, she's doing great.
All right. Well, thank you. And listen, all the kids in your class, you got to tell them that your sister sells jewelry so they can buy it for their sisters and their mothers and everything for Mother's Day.
Okay.
All right. Maybe she'll talk about giving you a commission. We don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
All right. Nice meeting you, Danielle.
And nice meeting you, too.
Continue success in what you do as well.
All right.
All right.
You.
Okay.
Here's Gabby.
Gabby.
Yes, I'm here.
Gabrielle, so you just graduated the fifth grade. You went into sixth grade. What was your grades like?
Well, I have my average is 3.0 or higher. I get 3.0 and 3.05.
Yes, ma'am. You go, girl. That's what I'm talking about. And also,
when I'm in sixth grade, I'm gonna be in advanced math class.
All right, now. That's nice. When I need some help with math, I know who to call. I had a math class I needed to do last year, Gabrielle, and I had to hire the high school math teacher as my tutor. And when she looked at the math I had, she said, "How do they expect you at your age to do this math?" But I didn't do too badly. I got a B+ and I passed the class, so I was happy. So if I knew you then, I would have saved the money for the tutor, because I know you could help me, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Gabrielle. Let us just summarize, and I'm telling the people, this is your opportunity to call in 646-915-8166 if you want to speak with Gabrielle, because we're going to have her wrapping up. She said she only had two more things she wanted to say, which I think she has just did. And I want to encourage you to call her if you have something to say to her. But in the meantime, Gabrielle, would you kind of summarize what you want to leave the listeners with at the end of your segment?
Okay. Well, for kids, I want to let them know that we all have, for kids, we have great imaginations. And we see things that adults can't really see. And we know how to dream big. And that's exactly what we need to do to become, to be successful. And then for parents, I encourage and support their children because they may be a very important person when they grow up and even now.
Oh yes. So,
I want to encourage both parents and children to follow their dreams, even to become a business owner, a professional business owner, and really just be proud and have a great mindset in whatever you do.
I thank you, Gabrielle, because you know something? Whatever they do, they ought to be proud of it and know that they are unique in whatever. So, as I had mentioned at the top of the hour, about we are not looking for others to be Gabrielle. We just want them to begin to manifest what their calling and gifts and talents are. That's all we want them to do. They don't have to be like you. But whatever it is, don't think that it's inferior to do. Just go out there and begin to do it, and you will get the support that you want. So, again, I want to thank you, Gabrielle, for spending this time with me. You will be in my prayers. I will keep following you. And if there's ever any way that you think that I can add value to what you're doing, do not hesitate to reach out to me. And I want to find out from the people in the chat room, does anybody have anything else for Gabrielle or anything else they want to say? Somebody says, let me read this. Okay, Miss Natasha says, if Gabrielle's voice wasn't so youthful, I would never believe she was 11. She is how 11-year-olds should sound. Be live and speak. Well, I you heard that, Gabrielle, and I thank Miss Natasha for saying that. However, what we need to focus on is to embrace each uniqueness, even if they do not speak as well and as eloquent as Gabrielle does. We want to encourage them to excel in what they are great at doing. Because we are not looking to clone Gabrielle. We are just looking to prep and encourage all of our listeners. So again, I'm so thankful that you have made that remark there, Miss Natasha. So that's it from here because somebody else is saying something. Okay. So if nobody else has anything else, Gabrielle, this is it from me here, and I look forward to having you back on the show again. And we still have another 50 minutes remaining. Thank you, Michael. We are not ending. We still have until noontime going, and I did not book another guest because I did not know how long we are going to spend in here, and I'm just so thankful. So, now it's kind of like open mic. If anybody from the chat room wants to call in and let us have some conversation around what just transpired, or if you have any word of encouragement you want to give to other children who are listening, I welcome your call. So, Gabrielle, you're free to listen in if you want to. I would just mute your microphone, and if people call in and still want to talk to you and you want to accept the call, you can do that. Would you like to do that or no?
That's good with me. Fine.
Okay, so I will mute you, and then if when people call in, you can hear what they're saying. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so listen, you were listening to Miss Gabrielle Jordan Williams out of Maryland, and she is a speaker, an author, and an entrepreneur who is doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. I want to go to a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back. I have some love that I need to... Thank you, Michael.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, yes, yes. And again, I want to just remind you to save the date for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 in New York City. And we have a great lineup of speakers. It's going to be March 22nd through the 25th. And it's going to be in the heart of New York City. So we are going to be getting the information out to you very, very soon. So, listen, call in somebody, 646-915-8166, and let's just talk about Gabrielle. Let's just talk about what we just experienced and what we just witnessed from a 11-year-old. Let us talk about that. Let's call, you know, call in and let us just talk about what we just experienced, because this is a miracle. And I know I've met quite a few kids who are male who were stepping out and becoming entrepreneur and just living their dreams. And I tell you, when I was on, I think it was Sharon Washington's website, and I saw little Gabrielle. I think they were having a little expo for some young people there in Maryland, and I realized the gentleman went to her with the video to ask about what her business. I saw the mother standing behind the table with the jewelry, and I thought the mother was the business owner. I did not realize that the business owner was Gabrielle. And I said, oh my heavens, I have to have her on the show, because you all know that my show focuses on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. So I was honored to have Gabrielle on this morning to invest in the lives of my listeners and myself, because she affirmed for me the things that I practice and the things that I believe in. And for that, I want to thank her. We all can learn from each other. It does not matter. Like I was reading on her website where she says, it doesn't matter if you're 65 or 5. And that is so true. You know, you can live your dreams. There are lots of entrepreneurs who have worked their lifetime on a job and or a career, and then they have retired and found out that they were created to do something else in life, and they pursue that something and begin to live their dreams. So that's what Gabrielle is sharing with us this morning. And please, I want you all to stop by her her website and pick up the book. Remember, she mentioned, her mother mentioned, that a dollar from every sale of the book is going to go towards her favorite charity. Alicia Richard X. Williams, I want to welcome you to the chat. If you're familiar with Gabrielle Williams and you want to call in, she is still listening. You can call in 646-915-8166 if you have some remarks or words of encouragement for Gabrielle. Please feel free to call in. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. You know, 2 weeks ago, I was blessed to be the guest on Donna Tyson's radio show, Rivers of Faith. And last week, she was on my radio show, and she mentioned a book by Og Mandino. I want to say, Donna, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I received my book yesterday, and because I drive around a lot, I also listen to the audio, and because I got the audio, I was able to read it last night. So I am just so thankful. Alicia says, so proud of all, Marcy, okay, and Gabby. Okay, so I guess she knows you, Gabby, or knows of your work, and she is sending how proud she is of you. So I tell you, I just like to hear when people call in to express their sentiments. So it's not going to take you a long time. It won't be an expensive phone call. So call in 646-915-8166. If you have a word of encouragement for Gabby. There's also another book I want to mention. It's from one of my favorite entrepreneur. Okay, I want to also, let me read here. You all know I'm not great at multitasking. I try my best not to do that. Okay, you all heard me mention about the Crafted Spaces, and their link is http://craftedspaces.ning.com, and it's right there in the chat room. So I want you to visit Crafted Spaces, and you can support them there. They also have the radio show, and they do a lot of great work there. You'll be hearing more about them in the upcoming weeks. I want to mention to you about a book that has been very beneficial to me for my entrepreneurial journey, and it is called Action Has No Season: Strategies and Secrets to Gaining Wealth and Authority. And it is written by Michael V. Roberts. And phenomenal book, amazing story. So if you haven't read it yet, I want you to pick it up. Again, the book is Action Has No Season by Michael V. Roberts. And I just want to read a little bit about what has been said about the book and from the back here, and also about Michael. Professor Jacob Savage says, this is a must read for leaders and entrepreneurs. An amazing book of proverbs for decision making. Take action is the central theme but the book guides the reader to mine for nuggets of wisdom, which will facilitate one's growth and development throughout life. Linda Tussey, business columnist out in St. Louis, writes, Mike Roberts is a capitalist for his time. Part existentialist, part capitalist. He is building a legacy for his family and all aspiring African Americans who want to participate in the American dream. And Michael himself writes, Michael Jr. writes, this book is for those who desire to evaluate their situation in life. It helps answer the eternal question, how do I recognize the obstacles and opportunities in life, and how do I turn them into success? Dad, on behalf of my sisters and myself, I want to thank you for sharing your wisdom and unique vision of life with others. You have prepared us so well for the future and all of its existent, yet unknown opportunities. I know that if the readers of this book follow your path, they too will find success. And I, you know, I'm happy I read this because I know that years down the road, the Williams family will be able to hear this being said by others about the work of their daughter, Gabrielle. I want to read something about Michael Roberts. Michael V. Roberts, Sr., J.D., has successfully built the St. Louis, MO base, the Roberts Companies, into a multi-million dollar, multi-dimension international enterprise consisting of real estate development, television broadcasting, wireless communication, broadcast towers, aviation, hotel, theater ownership, and management council. He has been featured in numerous newspapers, articles, and Black Enterprise while being in high demand as a speaker to corporate and trade organization. Mr. Roberts has artfully delivered his message of the secrets to gaining wealth and authority in his first book, Action Has No Season. This extraordinary book was written for those who want to turn their vision of success into reality. In his breakthrough in strategy thinking for business persons desiring to expand their dreams into reality, Mr. Roberts takes the reader on an exciting journey from dreams to action to success. And Michael's website is www.michaelvroberts.com. So, I mean, pick the book up. I love this book. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It has been part of my life for a few years. And just a phenomenal writing. So, pick it up and call me back and tell me what you think about the book. So, again, I want to mention a little bit about the Vision Weekend Conference that is coming in, that is scheduled for March the 2nd, the 22nd through the 25th in New York City. We are issuing a call for vendors We are looking for talented people there to display their wares and to sell their products. So send us an email. You can do it right here on the show site, or you can follow me on Facebook and check and send us what it is that your products are. And we will send you in a few weeks. We will send you the application for you to fill out for being a vendor there in Connecticut. In New York City. It's going to be a phenomenal conference. We have a great lineup of speakers. We have copyright attorney. We have branding personnel. We have agility specialists. We have positive achievement experts. We have personal discovery experts. We are going to be having relationship experts, design experts, and the list goes on and on and on. We are going to be helping you, all the attendees, to create vision boards that you can leave with, and you'll have that to help you to live your vision and your dreams. You heard Gabrielle spoke about not only children need a plan, but we as adults need that too. We are also in the progress of negotiating to be approved that the people who attend the conference will be able to get CEU's continuing education credits for their attendance and for certificates. So we want to have you we want to be able to issue that to people who are in attendance. So we are working out a whole lot of details so that you will have that for attending, and you'll have that because we believe that everybody needs to continue investing in themselves and in their intellectual capital. And whatever you attend, you can get credit for that. That will add to what it is that you are looking to accomplish. So I want to encourage you to follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, sign up to be a friend of the show by just visiting the show site. And when you do that, you will be kept informed of who my guests will be. We also have a Sunday segment of the show. On Wednesdays, we deal with issues around entrepreneurship and the education empowerment and all of that. I had already explained that. However, on Sundays, we have a 90-minute segment that focuses on life issues. It can be overcoming adversities, reinventing your life, or any other empowering issues that is taking place in your life. You can be a guest on there to share that story as well. So sign up at those places so that you can be kept informed of what it is that we are doing and you are not left out. So if you are listening and you attended the Vision Weekend Conference when we had it last year, call in and share what your experience is. And if you have any feedback you want to give us about the show, please call in 646-915-8166. However, I am still waiting to see somebody call in to talk to us about the conversation with Gabrielle.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
You know, I think it was about maybe 3 months ago, I met a woman by the name of Bethany Schmidt, and she has amazing music. She is a great musician, and she has given me the permission to play some of her music on the show. And I think her song "More" is ideal for what we experience today. And I just want to share this song with you from Bethany Schmidt, "More."
Here I go.
Yes, that was Miss Bethany Smith with "I Want More," and it is so true. You all heard a little 11-year-old Gabrielle mention about, you know, seeking God and seeking God diligently, and she knows that every day God is pushing her higher and higher. Isn't that a testimony for us as adults to know that? So long as we trust him, we can become successful in everything that we do. We don't have to worry. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. If we truly understand who our support is and our supplier, we don't have to worry, because there is no lack. There is absolutely no lack. And if we know that, all of us are unique in everything what we do. We are authentic. We just need to live our dream. And I tell you, I would talk to Gabrielle for the rest of the day, because she's full of excitement. She is solid. She knows what she is doing and what she is about. And I just commend her parents for allowing her to follow through on her God-given talents. And all of us need to take a paragraph out of the Williams's book so that we can encourage our children, because they are the future leaders. You know, yes, it is good if they go to college. However, they could follow their dreams and they would get out of college not owing a lot of money for college, because they were able to fund that as they go along. And I tell you, I will be speaking about this segment for a long time to come. And I ask you and encourage you to please share the link on Facebook so that your friends, your families, and your network will be able to listen to Gabrielle Jordan Williams, her conversation with me this morning about how she balances school along with her entrepreneurship, and how she has her store, her online store, is there working for her while she is in school. And that's amazing, because you know something, even though her parents guide her, she did not have to follow through. If it was really and truly not what she believes in, she would have been rebelling. But I was tickled pink when her mother said that she was teaching her how to wear jewelry now, because she's really not a jewelry person. And I believe her, because I looked at one of the events they were at on the website, and Gabrielle is wearing, I think, a 4-strand or a 3-strand of pearls, and her mom was wearing just one. And I looked at it and I could say, Gabby is my type of woman. You know, every girl's supposed to have some diamond and some pearls. And I'm so glad that Gabrielle is committed to the young people, to help them understand the importance of accessorizing. So we have a remaining 20 plus minutes on the show. If you want to call in to say something about Gabby's work and what Gabby is doing, the vision that she has for herself, feel free to call in 646-915-8166. I want to explain to you about the guests that I'm having on this Sunday for the Sunday show. I will be having, from Canada, Mr. Don Darby. He's out of Canada. He's a gentleman who spent a large number of years in the corporate world, and he has now transitioned into his love of entrepreneurship. So Don Darby is going to be on to share with us what it means to be an entrepreneur, some of the practicing trends that we need to embrace to be efficient and effective in what we do as entrepreneurs. So I want to remind you to join us this Sunday at 7 p.m. again, when we will have the A New Day show. My second guest is going to be Kay Van Housen. And Kay is the founder of Hear Women Talk. Is the network that Donna Tyson has her show on, Rivers of Faith on. And Donna has Kay has an amazing story about what she does for women that is helping to transform their lives. So I am going to be having both those guests on this Sunday. And I ask you, please, if you know of anyone out there that has a phenomenal story that fits into the category of what I do here on the show, please have them contact me and I can speak with them and make sure that their story match my vision and focus. And the next thing I want to do is that if you are in Connecticut or Westchester County, we are still recruiting host families for the French Cultural Exchange Program. So again, send me a message or you can even call me at 860-355-9838. And we are looking for host families still for sometimes in July and also in August. So it's a wonderful experience where we have French teenagers immersed in your family to learn English and to learn about the American culture. It's an amazing program. I have been the coordinator for that program since 1999, and I have seen the lives of many American and French teenagers transform, and I have seen many friendships forge over, and many families who are visiting France to visit those children and their family that we have accommodated here. So it's an amazing program for anyone who sees it fit to open their hearts and their home to a French teenager. So again, I want to just thank you for joining us again, and I want you to share the link with others so that they can hear this amazing conversation that took place. And I want you to listen to this and join me at my international bulletin board.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Okay, and I want to piggyback on something that Gabriella said this morning on the show about planning only for children and for adults. And for those of you parents who are still listening, I want you to go out and get your children get them journals that they will begin to write what's going on in their hearts. And have them to just harness it there so that they can empty out inside of them and create more creativity. Because I find out, even for myself, and I am an old girl, for me, when I journal, it gives me more room for creativity. And it helps me to be able to track all the messages that the Lord has deposited in me. Because when you allow God to use you, when you are sold out to Him, you cannot commit to memory. everything he tells you to do. And this is why I am such an avid advocate towards journaling, because this is what fueled my life. So I encourage all the parents who are listening, begin to encourage your children to journal. Let them talk about all the different things that's going on inside of them. What are they thinking about? What they like to do. And once they do that, you can help them to narrow down what it is that they really want to pursue as a business. You heard Mrs. Williams mention about how they guide as a family, how they guide Gabrielle and all of that. So I felt to share with you to just encourage them to begin to do some journaling as they go along on their daily paths. And please do not criticize what they do. Just encourage them. And let them know it is okay if you attempt and it does not work out the first time. You can always go back to the drawing board and see what it is that did not work. Because what happens when you attempt something and it does not work out? Please do not view yourself as if you are a failure, but instead you go back and you analyze what it is that you learn from that experience. Because every experience in life is a lesson learned. A lot of time we get stressed out about it and we give up and throw the towel in because society has programmed us to say, when something does not work out the first time, you're a failure. And people get their egos in the way and they feel humiliated. Trust me, there are no reasons for you to feel humiliated when you attempt something and it does not work. Just go back to the drawing board. Look at it. Did you need more planning time? Did you ask for help, like Gabby says? What was it you could have done differently? And once you have that all set out, well, here are the lessons I've learned. You implement those things into place and you approach it again. Remember, you do not need to do it alone. There is always help that is available to you if you only ask. If you only ask, you must ask for the help. I want to remind you of the 5 points that Gabrielle Jordan Williams gave to us once we are looking to begin to create our calling, our follow through with that. She says that the first thing we need to bear in mind is to follow our dreams. The second thing she pointed out, whether you're an adult or you're a child, you must have the right mindset. The right mindset. And when I asked her what she considered as the right mindset, she said, positive. It must be a positive mindset. She mentioned about believing in God and what role God has played in her life and in her business. He is everything to her, she says. She continually seeks him diligently. And because of that, because of the relationship she has with him, he allows her to always have a smile on her face. And he is always pushing her higher and higher and higher and higher. Isn't that a statement that all of us would like to be able to make? The next thing that Gabby says, don't be afraid to ask for help. Ask for help. I know as adults we have so much pride and we refuse to ask for help, and because of that, we spend a lot of time going around in circles without accomplishing anything. So, especially now with the internet to our access and all of that, ask for questions. You don't ask for help and ask questions. You just need to know what are the correct questions to ask, because once you ask the right questions, you will get the right answers that will help you to accomplish. Gabrielle also spoke about spiritual balance. And I like what she says, because it doesn't matter what religion you belong to or where you worship. Spiritual balance is important in our lives. So the next thing she mentioned is about customer service. And that was a powerful one. She quoted about people will always forget what you have said to them. People will also forget what you gave them. But no one ever forgets the way that we make them feel. And we know that even as we look back on the advertising world, what they do. They work on our emotions. It's all about the feelings. So I tell you something. I could not be any prouder of any other guests that I've had on. I'm trying to think back. I think Gabrielle is my first child guest that I've had on. And she has made the youth population looks good. So if you are just joining us, I encourage you to go to the segment today, download it to your smartphone, everything. Share it with your children so they can listen to that, because it was a powerful conversation between Miss Gabrielle Jordan Williams and myself. Some of her customers has called in to speak about the work that she has done and what an encouragement she is for adults and for children. And again, I put a challenge out there, and I'm going to repeat it. I encourage all parents that are involved in your PTO or PTA organization, you must go on a quest to get Gabrielle to your schools to speak. You owe it to her to help to motivate and empower other young people. You heard her state her goal publicly to the world that she wants to travel the world and be a speaker. And that is such an amazing goal. I look forward to possibly sharing the stages with her as I continue to empower, inspire, and educate entrepreneurs, and as she does the same. Again, I'm so proud. I commend the Williams family and also the community there in Maryland that they reside, and just for the way that they applaud and lift up Gabrielle. Again, I thank for those of you who supported Gabrielle today and those who came to the chat room. Some people are still hang out with me till the end. I thank you. Alicia Richardson, ex-William, guest 2070, guest 3113, and guest Marcella M. Williams. I thank you all for your support, not only to the show, but to Gabrielle Jordan Williams. Again, I want to encourage you to follow your destiny. Do not allow anyone to tell you otherwise. God does not create any second hand. We are all original, and He is so proud of each and every one of us. I want to encourage you to follow your destiny and live your dream. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, and in addition, I'll see you on Sunday. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, stay blessed and follow your destiny.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him.